Welcome to the Sensual South, where we talk about the life of a highly sexual couple. Explore thoughts, fantasies, and experiences. If you're under 18, this podcast is not for you. We are not doctors or therapists. Everything we talk about is from our own perspective, and your experiences may be different.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sensual South. I'm Ken.
And this is Charlie.
Man, I kind of screwed that one up a little bit.
You did, but that's okay.
So we've been on vacation a little bit. I know you guys might not have noticed because we tried to queue up a cast to be delivered while we were out. But we're back now, so we're just getting back into the groove of things and wanted to get a podcast out. We normally try to record on the weekend, but getting back from vacation, it made it a little bit hard. So we're doing this in kind of midweek.
Actually, I think it's going to be kind of a nice change for us. Instead of waiting until Friday night or Saturday night. Guys, that are date nights, right? To do these, you know, do it in the middle of the week.
Do it in the middle of the week. So one of the things that listening to a podcast this week that kind of struck me was they were talking about body image issues in the lifestyle. Well, not really lifestyle, but in general.
Right.
And I know that through our experience, there has been several times where you or I have had body image issues. And I think in some ways, everyone still does. I mean, everyone does a little bit. And I think you and I still kind of have some lingering, but we deal with them. And I just kind of want to talk about it.
I think that's a good idea because a lot of people in lifestyle or going into the lifestyle, you know, one of the things they worry about is image.
Image. Yeah.
Right.
No what do I look like? I'm not stylish enough. Nobody's going to want me.
Right. I'm too big. I'm too skinny.
Right.
Right. I got big boobs. I got small boobs. I mean, you know, you get all that.
Right. Right. So, you know, I think the body image issues differ between men and women.
Oh, yes.
And I think not that either of them are more important than the others. I think on the women's side, it's a little more severe, though, in their self-perception. At least in some cases.
At least more emotional.
Maybe. I mean, here I am trying to talk for all guys, right? So me being a dumbass. But yeah, a lot of times guys will see themselves, you know, any negative thing about them is like, I can fix that. All I have to do is like 3 push-ups and I'm good. Right? I mean, some of us guys are like that. But in other more severe cases, right, it can cause performance issues.
Yes.
In and out of the bedroom.
Yes.
So I think it's important to talk about it and discuss it a little bit. So let's just dive right in, right? So one of the one story that brought this to Charlie and I and the reason we want to talk about it was a woman having body image issues. And, you know, from a guy's perspective, I'm pretty much like all women. Like, I can pretty much find something attractive about just about any woman.
That's true. He does. He does.
And, I mean, whether it's a killer personality, if there's nothing else, you know, it's very rare that I'll look at a woman and just be like, none of the evens. I can do this.
I think
this.
I only know one.
Yeah, once. Maybe. Yeah. I think there's been more that where I was kind of turned off, but still kind of was able to soldier through it because I found the one thing.
Right, right.
But there's, you know, I think we all run into that. So I think I'm a bad person to judge because to me, there's something beautiful about every woman.
I don't think that's bad for you to judge at all. Because you're very, just the kind of person that women talk to you anyway. Right. Yeah. And they will tell you what they feel about their body image.
Yeah.
So you actually have both perspectives, I feel.
Oh, maybe. So let's dive into the women. So one of the first ones that often comes up is weight.
Oh, yes. Yes. Weight's a big deal. Right.
Both being over and under.
Right. Right. You have some women who feel that they're too big. You have some women who feel that they're too small.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But if they're comfortable at that weight. Mm-hmm. You know, there's other things they can do, but that's, you know, to me, that's because that's one of my body images, right? Is my weight. I can't stand my weight.
Right.
And so, I'm up there with them.
Yeah.
You know?
So, well, let's talk about that one a little bit. So there's several things in here that while you might, well, how do I say this?
There's actually several things on our list we were going to talk about that is me.
And me as well. I mean, most of these are me. So one of the things that I think negative body image causes is a lack of self-care.
Self-confidence
for sure. But when I say self-care is if somebody doesn't have a good positive body image or sees themselves as completely ugly, they will dress and act the way that their image is.
Yes.
Example. Yes. A big girl, or I hate to even say big girl, but girls that are more voluptuous.
There you go. I like that word.
Curvy. I love curvy women. But girls that are more curvy might be inclined to walk around in a baggy sweatshirt all day.
Right.
And
so nobody can see the curves.
That's
right.
Ignoring the fact that there's probably really nice boobs under there, or might be, you know, the way, and they, so they carry themselves in a more, how do you say, frumpy, I guess?
Right.
Style, rather than being more, letting their sexuality out, letting their, you know, I'm beautiful no matter what.
Right.
Kind of come out. And I think that I feel bad about my weight, so I'm not going to show myself off and not going to make myself look pretty or make myself look the best that I can with what I have. I'm just going to curl up in a ball here and lay on the couch and eat bonbons and not go out anywhere. Perpetuates a cycle, right, to where you lose confidence steadily, because the girls that are your size that are actually going out to the clubs or going out to meet people or you know, even going out to have a drink, will have a much higher body self-image, higher confidence level, because they're getting affirmation from guys at the bar that like the women that look, right, that way.
They got the style to go with what their,
right,
size.
Right, and then the sexuality, I think.
Right, and see, I feel that way about the real skinny women too, because you'll see them a lot trying to show off other parts because, mm-hmm, they don't feel like, you know, that they don't have a curve. So the only curve they have, maybe their boobs. And they may be small, but they're boobs.
We know a girl who said this, like, I'm not good looking. I'm not an Instagram model. I don't have huge boobs and a huge ass.
Right.
Like, but you're still beautiful.
Right.
Like, absolutely. I mean, come on. And so that, and again, I think while it might manifest itself slightly differently with the skinny woman, I still think that cycle exists. Because, right, I know it existed with me. And we'll talk about men a little bit, but when I was self-conscious about my weight, I know that it persisted there as well.
Well, it did with me. You know that.
It did with you.
I mean, I still have
to shop for you.
Women, I do not like to shop anyway, so if he wants to go shopping with me, oh, you should see the outfits I got last week. But he knows my size, of course, and he will also, in his head, knows what I would look good in, and he'll just go get it. Me, I would be gone for 4 hours and come home maybe with a bra.
You know, maybe.
But I'm that way. There's very much about my weight, and it's hard to talk about because it bothers me so much. Yeah. Well, you know,
talk as much as you're comfortable. I mean, think about this. You've been told you're beautiful by a lot of people,
yeah,
including me, multiple times every day.
Yes, you do.
In fact, I probably overdo it, but and you still have a negative body self-image when it comes to your weight.
Yeah.
So maybe something you can share with women who are listening, because believe it or not, about a quarter of our listeners are women. I looked at the analytics.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? I guess I was watching them at first and it was mostly guys.
Yeah.
Right. So I kind of just quit watching it for a while.
So something you might have to add might be very beneficial to a woman who's listening, who looks and listens to you and is like, oh, I want to be that confident, right? And to realize you're not, in a lot of ways.
Yes. I know what he's saying, because I really try to, I did the baggy clothes. I did the frumpy wear, because I really got really bad about myself not too long ago. And I just, you know, I had to get out of, I myself, I'm not comfortable. I was not comfortable at that weight. Now, I want to say this right now, girls, whether you're skinny or whether you're big, it doesn't matter. You know, if you're comfortable where you're at, awesome.
And there will be somebody.
Yes.
Who will find you the most beautiful person in the world.
Absolutely. Some of our friends, I've got some friends who are in the bigger size who are absolutely gorgeous. I've got some friends who are on the skinnier side, little bitty sizes, you know, kind of the jealous sizes for us. But they're absolutely gorgeous, right? So it really, I just want to make sure you guys understand if where you're at and you're comfortable, that is awesome because that's where I had to go. I had to get to where I was comfortable with myself. I'm not that. I have one area of my body that I hate, and Ken always is like, "No, Charlie, it's fine. You know, you look good." No, I don't. You know, but I, with his help, because really he does have a better taste in clothes than I do. We found me a style, and I'm able to dress and look good, even to myself, and I feel good. I feel sexy when I go out. This is no lie. I had on a jeans and a shirt the other day. Friday, Ken and I were out. He ran into a store. He said, stay in the car. He ran into the store. He wasn't gone maybe 5 minutes, came out with 3 shirts. I have not felt so sexy in a while with the way those shirts made me feel. It's just, and I just have a pair of jeans on still, right? It just depends on how you feel about yourself at that moment. And, you know, you can dress to make yourself feel better. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it is all a style too, right?
I mean,
your body shape.
Yeah. I mean, so that's the thing. Women who see themselves as beautiful, your typical models, actresses.
Which is not me, ladies.
musicians, the glamorous people, the cool, pretty girls at the party and things like that. They spend a lot of time understanding how their hair and clothing makes them look.
Right.
They understand why they should use this color eyeshadow at this time. And, you know, they understand how to shade their lips appropriately for the, I mean, they study this like it's a job.
It is a job. Right. Right. Yeah.
And so when you, in my experience, women, this piece affects more than men, I think. Once they lose their self-confidence and have low body self-image, they forget all of that. They forget that even the most beautiful girls in high school worked at it hard, right? And it wasn't just going to the gym. It wasn't just doing this, but they studied how those things made them look, which is where, from a guy's perspective, if you have a woman who has a negative body self-image due to weight, look, guys, you know what looks good on your girl. You know.
Help her.
Do like I do with Charlie. I'm not sending Charlie to go buy her own clothes when I want her to be beautiful. I do it.
Right.
I may take her in there to model for me, but I ignore everything she says. Except if it fits, right? Because I know visually what makes her look good to me. And honestly, I'm selfish. I don't give a fuck how she looks to you guys. I just want her to look good to me. So
that's all I care about too. So that's cool.
I mean, so that's something that I think that gets overlooked when you start talking about it, because as we all age, none of us are young anymore. Hormones change.
Take that back.
You're young and beautiful, baby. Always.
He's lying.
I am. I'm not young. Shit, I wish I looked as young as you do, and you're 8 years older than me, so kiss my ass. Sometimes you can't control your weight the way you want.
No, that is true. That is right.
And if it took you working out 4 hours a week to have what you would consider the perfect body at the age of 20, at the age of 40, you're going to be doing it 8 hours a week.
Right.
And at the age of 50, you're probably going to be doing it 16 hours a week.
Yep.
Not everybody has that time.
No.
Your body changes and its needs change. Yep. So you're not always going to be able to maintain quote unquote societal perfection.
Right.
But understand that you're still beautiful. And for totally every agree. Asshole who wants to tell you you're not, call me. I'll tell you you are, and I'll point out everything that's beautiful about you.
I mean, that happened in one of the Facebook groups we're in.
Yeah.
Right. A man's wife put some pictures up there, and honestly, she had a nice body. I'm not sure what they were talking about.
She was thick and curvy.
Yeah, but she wasn't.
I mean, so beautiful.
She was beautiful. All she had on was like the one I seen was a wife beater
mm-hmm.
and a pair of really like boy shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She was cute. mm-hmm. cute as hell. And some guys were dogging her for those pictures. And it's like, you know, so a lot of times, and this is something else to women, you know, don't listen. You know, if they're going to be so negative like that, then you don't want them anyway, right? Yeah. If you know you're beautiful and you feel good about yourself, don't listen.
Understand that there are some people that are going to make you feel bad just to make their small dicks feel bigger.
Right. Absolutely.
And that goes for men and women.
That's so true. No, that's right. That's right.
So, yeah, just ignore those assholes. Right. Now, what can you do to fix it if you really want to change your weight?
Well, I mean, there's several things, right? You have the gym. I take jujitsu, mm-hmm. right? Because it gives me, it helps with the stamina. But it helps with.
It's not always going to help. Let's go to the core. What can you do?
Talking about diet.
You can diet. What else?
You got the gym.
Hormones.
Oh, hormones. Yeah, I didn't even go. Sorry, I wasn't even going there.
Get your hormones looked at, guys. There is a fountain of youth.
This has actually, true story, Ken started taking hormones before I did. And in the process of that, bless his heart, last year he had a lot to deal with me. I had like four surgeries. COVID allowed me to go to the doctor. Damn it. Ended up with four different surgeries, but one of them was a hysterectomy. And before I had that, I went and sat and talked to his hormone doctor. And before I had it, I don't know how many inches I lost.
It was amazing.
But yeah, it was amazing. And then afterwards, I'm still losing. I'm still shaping. Mm-hmm. So,
but you look great.
Thank you, baby.
No, seriously.
Well, I mean, I do get that, right? I actually walked into Jits the other day, and girls, there's nothing sexy about a gi.
Nothing
at all. And I had another woman look at me and go, "Wow. You look so good." And I'm like, "Thank you." She said, "What are you doing?" And I went, "Hormones and Jits." So, and I didn't think about that. Thank you, hon. That was something major in my life to do. And it works. And I continue to do it to this day.
Well, I wanted to poke and prod you a little bit there because I know that I figured you would forget it, but it's something that we do every day.
Every day.
I mean, I think it's important as we age to realize that the way things are, our bodies stop producing what we need to be at our optimal.
Right.
So there is a fountain of youth.
There is. And
you got to get your testosterone, your estrogen, your thyroid, all of that stuff. All your body has got to be balanced. Right. And don't go to your general practitioner to do that because he's not going to be able to or it's not going to have the knowledge to. Go to someone who specializes.
That's correct.
And he can help you or he or
we
she.
We say he because our doctor's a he.
He's a great dude. He can help you find the balance that achieves your goals. Right. Your goals may not be to be a supermodel. They may be I want to increase my fitness and my energy level and I want to be able to be more attentive. He can help.
Hey, he just listed mine.
I mean, that's
yeah.
Right. I wanted to lose weight. I wanted to be more athletic and I wanted to be able to focus more at work. I've done all of it.
Right.
And it's all been with his help because he found things that were out of balance and he rebalanced them, not based on where I should be for my age. He based it on what is optimal for the human and then played with the levels until we got them exactly right with me. But instantly I started feeling better. Yeah. And you did too. You noticed it immediately. You were like, man, I've got so much energy.
Well, I was about to bring up the fact that, we found another doctor here. Closer to home, I say here, but closer to home. And we went in and talked to him and stuff. And I thought, you know, I told Ken, I said, you know what, I'll try it. I really didn't want Ken to change doctors because Ken's been like a miracle. I mean, he's got it to the T, right? Not that mine didn't. It's just that I'm newer at it than you are. And so I tried the regimen. I started getting weight. I started getting grumpy. A lot of different changes. I just literally called the other doctor back up and go, please help me. You know, and he did.
Yeah. Well, and I think that one is a prime example of somebody specializing in aesthetic medicine.
Right.
He was great at giving Botox injections in lips and great at doing hair removals and great at doing all these other treatments that can be important to you. But what he wasn't specialized in was balancing hormones. And it may be that that's just not something he wants to focus on.
Right.
And he just kind of does it as an afterthought.
Right.
Because what he would have done had you been coming from the place before you started a solid regiment would have improved you. And you would have felt better. And you would have thought it was a miracle. But coming from where you were at, it was a downward slide. That's and you right. didn't like it.
No, no. And once my original doctor started, took my blood work and checked on my levels, he would kind of got on to me. So, yeah. You know.
I'd been getting on to her too, but that she ignored me.
No, I didn't. But I just want you to know, though, the first doctor may not be the one you need.
Yep.
Right? Or, you know, if you're like me and say, I'll just do this because it's easier. It wasn't cheaper. Mm-hmm. It was just easier.
Yeah.
And no. See, it was not right. I should not have done it.
Right. I hate to tell people things that they have to spend a bunch of money to do.
Right.
And really, we have harped, this is kind of the second or third time we have talked about going to seek therapies that can be relatively expensive. However, hormone replacement therapy, if you find a good doctor, doesn't have to be.
No.
It really doesn't have to be. And a lot of them, like ours, if you can't afford it, he will give it to you at less than half.
Right.
Because he sees it as an important benefit to you.
Correct.
Right. He'll give it to you so basically cost. What it costs him. And that's an amazing thing that he does.
Well, it making you feel better makes him feel better.
Right.
So that, and that's how he wants to do it.
Yeah, I mean, he's helping the world, right?
And you can always, like with us, he went first. You know, Ken went first and then I went. And then he said, hey, you both are coming? Okay. He gave us a price discount.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're both going. And you do find doctors out there like that.
Yep.
And he is a doctor. You know, this is not just, you know, a stand on the side of the road. He was a true doctor, and he's really good.
He's really good. So let's we've harped on weight for women now for a little bit. Men, dudes, if you're over 30 and you're not considering testosterone replacement, you're probably fucking up by the numbers. I'm just telling you.
Ken did.
I'm just telling you.
Yep.
Dude, seriously, start looking. I mean, the benefits to your body is just amazing. And so even if you don't want to be a gym rat and you just want what you do to make you better, dude, it will.
But you don't have to be a gym rat to make you look good.
Yeah. And so men have this thing too, and we think that women own the domain of weight bothering them. But men do it as well, and they exhibit some of the same behaviors. So a lot of what we told the women to do, men the same thing. Women, right. If you've got a bigger guy, dress him. Help him go to the barber with him and say, no, we're changing this hairstyle.
Right.
Go find, no, we're buy him some Duke Cannon is my favorite, but buy him some soaps that'll make him smell better. Buy him some things to help him out. Dress him in jeans. The best thing I ever did was take Charlie with me to buy jeans.
Yes.
Cause she goes, nope, those don't look good on your ass. I wasn't even looking at my ass.
I was.
So. And now that's, you know, I pick the rest of it, but she, whether the jeans get the nod or not, it's Charlie going, how they look on my ass.
Right? That's right.
So, women, help your men out that way. They need it too. They need the self-confidence boost of knowing that, you know, you like the big bearded, tatted guy, dad bod, right?
Oh, yeah.
They need that just, and probably not as much as the women, but they do need it.
Well, I was going to say to both, you know, husband, wives, boyfriend, girlfriends, whatever, playmates, whatever you are, you know, a compliment here and there
goes a long way.
It really does. It really does. Ken started buying that Duke Cannon
soap
and cologne. Mm-hmm. Oh,
solid colognes.
It was like, I love it. And he didn't stink before, you know what I mean? But he just found this stuff and he started buying in different, I'm going to call it flavors.
It smells.
Different smells. And it's amazing. It's really good. And so now I encourage him. Matter of fact, he pulled some up the other day. He said, hey, there's some new ones. What do you think? I'm like, don't you think you should buy the one that says, like, it comes with everything? You know, because it is. But that's my compliment to him, because there's not one day I don't kiss him or hug him or walk by him and you can just smell him. And it's
not an offensive smell either.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not.
It's gentle and subtle.
But
yeah,
you didn't smell beforehand is what I'm trying to say. You know,
right.
It's something different.
But here's another thing about that. I didn't spend a $200 on cologne either.
No, you did not.
Yeah. Right? So I bought simply, most guys, most of the time, I don't even put on the cologne. Mm-hmm. I just bathe in the soap.
Right.
And just find the smell that works for you. And
I have to say, it's not like, I probably shouldn't say the the name of the product, but it's not like Axe that you can smell it as soon as you're out of the bathroom and then,
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
This smell stays all day. He'll be sweating at jujitsu and you can still smell that wonderful smell, right? Right. So, anyway, I just wanted to say that.
That's why you want to roll with me so much.
Well, sometimes. Other times I have to behave.
So, another one that I think a lot of women get overly concerned with, and I know men do, is age.
Yes.
There's nothing you can do about age.
Nope. Nope. And not everybody ages gracefully.
No. But you can take care of yourself, and you can realize that with your age comes experience. And just because you're 53 doesn't mean you have to dress like a grandma. Doesn't mean you have to carry yourself like a grandma.
Can't believe you just said my age.
Right. Well, nobody knew it was your age until you said, it's my age.
I don't care. I'm actually proud of my age, right? I came a long way. I am older than Ken, but everybody thinks I'm younger.
Yeah.
So
I'm a lucky guy like that.
No, I'm the one that's lucky. But age used to be a big deal for me because I was always the oldest everywhere we went because my husband's young, our other friends were young, you know. Right.
But I think nowadays with nutrition and the access to treatments such as hormone replacement and the access to the things that we have access to make ourselves look better, age is less of an issue.
Right.
Especially older. I have a problem that I feel like I'm a grandpa. I feel like I'm old.
You don't look old.
Well, thank you. But yeah, so I struggle with my age. And I don't think that there's much we can do. Well, certainly you can't change it, right? But what can you do is just realize here's what I do anyway. I just realize that I can stay just as interesting and have just as much energy as people younger than me because of what I do to ensure that that happens, which is I train, I work out, I keep my mind stimulated and I don't ignore modern things, right? I have an opinion about things and
boy, you know, does he. I'm
just kidding. So, I mean, I don't think there's a lot you can do. And women, your age, dude, I don't know many men that doesn't have some kind of a MILF fetish.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is true. Seriously.
Or a GILF.
Girl. Or GILF. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just don't know. Most men like, at least I do. All the men I know like MILFy women.
Right.
I mean, soft, curvy. I love it. Oh, I love MILFy women. I appreciate younger beauty and younger women as well because that can be fun. But if you.
The experience, though, that goes with the
curves. Oh, my God. That is what makes up for anything. So, yeah, just keep that in mind. Another thing that I want to touch on here when it comes to women, especially, is birth. Birth can be devastating to the female body.
Yes.
In a lot of ways.
Yes.
I've heard everything, I've heard everything from, well, I'm no longer tight because I've had a kid. Like, come on, it's ridiculous.
There's exercise for that one.
I've heard, my boobs are now saggy because I have a kid, or now they're smaller, or now they're too big, or now, you know. My stomach's saggy. All of these things from having a kid. Look, as I can tell you, most men don't give a crap.
I just gave him a look.
Yeah, she did. The belly. There's not a lot you can do about it. Plastic surgery is about the only thing you can do, right? And do you really want to spend that much money? Is it really bother you that much?
Yes.
I mean,
so he just touched on my major one,
which I don't find it a problem at all.
I know. He tells me that all the time, but
I've never met a guy that was with you that found it as a problem at all.
No, I haven't.
Or a woman.
You're right. This is really my self-image, right? That is the one thing that there's nothing else I can do to fix it.
Yeah. You've done everything you can. You can't do anymore.
Right.
And in fact, some of the things you did to improve everything else made that worse.
Yes, it did. Because I went on a lost weight. It got bigger.
Right. So, I mean, you know, I don't think that there's a lot you can do. But again, the way you dress, the way you carry yourself, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Attitude.
Just doesn't matter. And I think that that's the important thing to realize. Like when I see a woman and I see that she's got a baby belly or that she's got stretch marks on her boobs or something like that, it's like, well, I know you have experience. This might be, this could be really fun.
That's right.
Right? That's so, right. That's me though. I'm not that superficial. I understand that what the goal is, right? I understand why we're here. I understand. And even if I was just dating, right, I would understand that's shit that you can't help. You can't fix it. You can't do anything about it. So why worry about it? Right. And that's from a guy's perspective. And guys, write in. Tell her I'm right. That no guy gives a shit, please. All of you, like every one of you.
I can't stand it. That's my one thing that if I could change, I would.
So, yeah. Well, you can't.
I mean, I'm short. That's okay. I love it. You know, I've always had big boobs. Even if I'm a kid. Okay. I love it. You know, some people say they're too big. I don't think so.
I don't think they're too big. but that's another one. Boobs, too big, too small. Man, I think that when it comes down to these preferences, it's like somebody saying, I only like blondes. Okay, great. Well, you're missing a great redhead, right? I mean, are you missing a great brunette?
Well, you should have seen me when I was a brunette.
Right. You know, we all have preferences, but I don't think you should go around worrying about, and if you are that worried about your boobs either being too big or too small, the only way to fix that is cosmetic surgery. Right. So,
and that's getting expensive.
Right. I mean, I think it's always been expensive, sweetie. I think that you just have to realize that some of those things are just you, like right. Your belly.
Yeah.
It's just you.
It is.
But that's an important concession.
Yeah.
It's you. Right.
And I admit it. I mean, we this is actually something we talk about. So when he said, you know, we were listening to that podcast, which we really need to give them a bump at the end of the or the middle.
I give my boys a bump.
My boys. Hello. we were talking about it, but earlier that day I was having my issue. Yeah. You know, I was just like, I just want to cut it off, you know, but it's really expensive. And I don't have time.
You can't stand the downtime.
No.
See, if I had something like that, and my knees have been bothering me recently, and I won't go to the doctor because I'm afraid I'm going to miss training.
And the reason why is because when I went and had to do my stuff, I missed training. We realized how long it takes. So it's like,
So anyway, so it's stuff like that you can't change, right? I mean, I've seen more tall women with the height thing. Say, oh, I'm just too tall. I'm just too tall. Hey, ladies, we don't care. We can move you into position. We don't care. And if a guy has a problem with you being too tall, he's just too short. You don't need that kind of drama in your life. Kick him out.
That's right. That is right.
I mean, I'm serious.
He's so right. I mean, I'm short. I mean, I'm really short. Right. I don't care.
That's the same.
That's one of the things that never bothered me my entire life. I don't care.
I feel the same about all of these, right? For the most part.
Right.
Right. If it really bothers you and you can do something about it, do it.
Right.
If you can't, realize you can't. And if somebody out there who is not your significant other has something to say about them, fuck them and everybody that looks like them.
Absolutely.
And not in a good way.
it all comes down to self love.
Yeah.
I think. And that's something I had to learn.
And we're not talking about masturbating.
No. Well, we could. But he said not this one. just kidding. But, you know, you really got to love yourself to show it. And that's something that took me a little bit from being told for a while, not by my husband, that I'm fat or that my boobs weren't right or I'm so short. And, you know, I had we've got five kids. Right. Mm-hmm. So I've got the stretch marks. I've got all that kind of stuff. What really fixed it was the hormone therapy, changing my style and self-love. Mm-hmm. I think that did most of it. Mm-hmm. Well, Ken did a lot too, but his encouragement really helped. So.
And so let's stick on the height one and talk about go to men for just a second on that one.
Yeah.
You know, this has always bothered me. I'm not tall. I'm 5'9". And some people go, well, you're a short 5'9". Probably.
He's taller than me. He's tall.
So I'm not huge. I'm not a tall guy. And it seems like that, especially in the dating scene, that the height of the guy makes a big difference. And even in the bull or whatever. And look, I understand everybody has their preferences. And guys, you can't help how tall you are. Nope. You can't change it. If the woman you're interested in is so hung up on how tall you are, she's not the right one.
No.
And even if it's just playtime, they're not the right couple, or she's not the right woman. That's right. Because if she's going to be hung up on something you can't change, what kind of bitch is that?
That's that. I see you next Tuesday. That's what she is.
I mean, I hate to blanketly say that about a bunch of people, but really, why are you judging people for things they can't change?
Right.
Right. If somebody's an asshole, you can judge them for being an asshole because they can stop.
Right.
If somebody is short, why are you judging them?
That's right.
They were born. There's nothing they can do. If they could be 6'2 to please you, trust me, they would. They can't. So just going around making the world more of a toxic place because you want to spew hate against somebody for being too thick, too thin, too tall, too old, too short, boobs too big, boobs too small, too old, too young.
Dick too big, dick too small.
Dick too big, dick too small. You don't need it.
Nope.
I'm just look, the thing, you'll see me. This is a recurring theme with me. If you can fix it and it bothers you, fix it.
Fix it. That's right.
If you can't fix it and it bothers you, you got to find a way to get over it. And whether that, like me, my wife never once worries about my height, nor has any woman I've ever been with. So I don't worry about it.
I don't see your height as a problem.
I don't care.
Everything's right? At the right spot for me.
Because we were made for each other.
Yes.
And like my dick size. I mean, we've talked about that.
It's perfect.
It is not perfect. Nothing's perfect. But as several guys have, I'm not 9 inches. I'm not 10 inches. I'm not 11 inches, right? Right now, I'm a happy 8 1/4.
Yep.
Right? And I'm okay.
Yes, I like measuring it.
I've known people that are smaller, and you've had sex with people who are smaller, and they got you off just fine.
Yep.
Right. It's all in when
how
it comes.
You use it.
Right. I think that's the general key. Look, your weight, your boob size, your age, your height. Everything is how you package yourself and use it.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's a great way to put it. Absolutely.
I really wish we lived in a world to where people wouldn't judge people for things that those people can't change.
Right.
We've made great progress, and I don't want to make this political at all, but we've made great progress in becoming very accepting in this world for a lot of things.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But we are still, for sexual things, we are still very bigoted in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways.
We see it all the time, right? But not just the podcast, but because we research or we look up things, you know, we see that women's like, I don't want a short guy. I don't want a guy, I'm going to pick on Ken, 5'9", because when I wear my heels, I'm taller.
Right.
Right?
How is he going to protect me? Well, he can. Trust me.
He can. Oh, yeah. And when I wear my heels, he's still taller. So, hey, I'm good. But, I mean, I'm just saying, it's, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking while you're talking, it's mostly women I hear this from. I hear the women say that dick size matters. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to lie there. Because if it's really big and it hurts, no, I don't want it. Okay, and that's happened, and no. So, but some say, you know, they only want 10, 12 inches. Some say they only want 5, 6, right? We've seen that. Mm-hmm. So, but it's to me, I've heard a couple men, and I really think it's just a couple, mm-hmm. that have said either they like girls just with small boobs, or they're like girls with just big boobs.
Well,
right? I haven't. You see way more of the women who are being judgmental.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Now, so again, let's go back to preferences, because I don't want to derail and think that and have people think that we're saying that you shouldn't have preferences.
No, you should.
You should. I just think judging people
because of those preferences.
Or so I prefer women with larger boobs.
Yes.
That does not mean that I find women with small boobs ugly. Mm-mm. It's just a preference.
Right.
Right? And am I going to insult you because you have small boobs? Oh, no. I want to see those too. I want to play with those as well. Right? I just think when we start insulting people because of those preferences, that's when we've done wrong.
Right. And people just need to realize too, you know, people have feelings.
Yeah.
I think with a lot of the political stuff going on lately, nobody has feelings. you know what I mean? They people are just saying things left and right.
I think we've lost track of community.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. But again, let's not get political.
Well,
but
we're not. I'm just trying to say it's
there. Everybody has preferences. Right. Right. And understand that your preferences that you can, like one of the people that we know that likes small boobs found out just recently that his favorite porn star had really large boobs.
Did he?
And he was like,
I don't
even care. Like, I don't even care anymore. So, you know, just be open and be kind. If you're not interested, just not be interested. Right. Just. Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. Say, I don't like you because your dick's too big, or I don't like you because your dick's too small. That's a bunch of bullshit, right? Yeah. Seriously, you know, don't be that way. Just you're not what I want, or not even that way. But just pass on by.
Right, right. Oh, right. Thank you, but no thanks.
Yeah, politely.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's women, men, anything, couples, everything that approaches us that we're not interested in. Our line is thanks, but no thanks.
Right.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you, but I just don't think this is right. Or I just don't think this is going to quite, you know, very polite. Even some of them we're still friends with. But, yeah, you know, it's just that way. Okay.
So what else with the guys? We covered girls a lot. What do you think?
So dick size is a big one for guys. I think the other one is that a lot of guys worry about is their fitness level, muscle tone, lack of muscle tone.
Really?
Things like that. Yeah.
See, I don't even.
I think.
I loved you when you had a dad bod, and I love you now that you're all muscled up.
Oh, I'm still a dad bod. No. Have you seen this gut?
I curl up to it every night. It's not big.
So I think especially with the cuckold bull thing coming into more prominence in sexual lifestyles.
Yeah.
I think the not being tall, not being muscular really affects men in the lifestyle, both partnered and unpartnered, in a lot of ways, and it causes a lot of negative body self-image.
You know, I could see that. I never really thought about that, but I'm not, you know.
Yeah. And here again, muscles. Guys, if it bothers you, change it.
Gym.
Change it. Go to the gym. Right. Work out. Go, you know, if you can't build muscle, change your, you know, get testosterone replacement therapy. Right. Get, you know, change your diet so that what muscles you have are more defined. You know, if it bothers you, fix it. The one thing, and I'll especially be hard on the guys on this one. Guys, if you're saying that it bothers you that you're overweight and you don't actively work out and monitor your diet and consider testosterone or hormone replacement therapies, I don't know what's wrong. I can't help you. I get it, but why complain about something that you're not going to go fix?
Right.
You can complain about things that you can't fix, right, because there's nothing you can do about it, and you can wish that it was right. Better. But things that you can actively go change, go change them. And I'll tell you what, I'll guarantee you this. Guys that are with ladies, married, boyfriend, girlfriend, gay couples too, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, your partner will appreciate the effort.
Absolutely.
More than you'll ever realize. I guarantee you, the minute you start putting in the kind of effort it takes to actually make the changes, you're going to see a change in the way your partner treats you. I think that's genetics. I just do. I think that people realize effort in others and respond.
Yeah. Yes, I do. That's actually really a real big one that was on my end, because like I said, I got to where I wore the frumpy clothes and stuff. You know, I had to put in the effort, and Ken noticed that I put in the effort.
Yeah,
right. If everybody, to those who don't know us, yes, we're the perfect couple. Just tell me and just ask me. You know, but everybody has their things, and he really could, and that's one of the things that he told me. You know, he really appreciated the effort I was putting in to try to make myself better. Right. So, guy, girl, anybody, that he's absolutely right on that one. But I want you to mention, would go back to dick size, mm-hmm. and I think you should mention the O, or that the, would that be stamina? Not the O, the P shot.
Oh, well, it wouldn't deal with stamina, but okay. So we've talked about this a little bit in performance anxiety.
Right.
We talked about a little bit that in the podcast, in that cast. So guys, if you want to hear, go back. I just briefly mentioned it, but I'll talk about it a little bit more here.
Do you not think it's right? I mean,
yeah, I think it has a place, okay. But I'm going to let me explain what my thoughts are here. Yeah. If you guys haven't heard, there's a treatment called PRP. Some people call it a vampire treatment, whatever. So essentially what they do is they take your blood, spin it, extract the plasma, and re-inject the plasma into areas. Now, this has lots of benefits and lots of things. There's evidence that this helps with circulatory issues. And in fact, that's what it's approved for. Mm-hmm. There's evidence that it can help with aging lines in the face. There's evidence that this can do a lot.
Right.
A lot of doctors.
ERD too.
What's that?
ERD. Erection
dysfunction. Erectile dysfunction. That's right. Where I'm getting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. I'm sorry.
So one of the things with erectile dysfunction, as we get older, we can't help it. No matter what kind of shape you're in, your arteries, your blood flow is reduced. Can't help it. It just happens no matter what you are.
That's right.
So it starts affecting everybody a little bit different because we're all individuals. And you'll hear this referred to online as the P shot. And they also do it for women called the O shot.
O shot.
Mm-hmm. So they take blood from your arm, they spin it down, and they extract plasma, and they re-inject it into your penis. Now, they numb your penis beforehand with numbing cream, and then a numbing shot, and then they do the injections, which I don't know if I could sit there if they didn't do all the numbing beforehand. My friend was nervous of them coming at me with the needle, and my friend was bothered me. But the treatment is designed to open up the blood flow to the penis and allow more blood to flow into the area, thereby helping with erectile dysfunction. There's a side effect. The average man sees a 10% penis increase. Some get more, some get less, but I think they said the average is they see a 1/4 inch increase.
Right.
I seen close to a half, and the girth got, I don't know, I didn't measure, we haven't measured that one, but that changed a lot.
Yes.
And it's persistent, meaning it wasn't just during shot times because we are several months removed.
Yeah.
And it stayed.
I didn't mean you had to tell people that you did. I just.
Well, I told them in the other cast. Okay. I'm not ashamed of it. I mean, if I can help people.
Right.
I will.
Yeah, it's really, and it's changed the way he feels too.
Yeah.
Right. It actually gave him more confidence. It's mm-hmm. made him feel actually better.
But it's what I don't want to say on this cast is, because it's medically not approved for this treatment, it is right. not a penile enlargement.
No.
Because you could get it and your erections are better and you're more sensitive and sex is more awesome and you don't gain a single thing.
Right.
Because that happens. Some people gain. And just understand that's one of the reasons why I was going to talk about it, but I wasn't really going to include it with stamina, but general performance issues, right? Because that affects guys a lot. Guys, I can't tell you if you've got a choice between buying a new hunting rifle or going and have this treatment done, use your old hunting rifle. Go have this treatment done. If you're older, you will probably appreciate it.
That is correct.
Now, I'm not telling everybody that, you know, everybody's different. Seek medical counsel. I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you my personal experience. It sucked so bad.
It really helped that the young lady who helped with it was a hottie and had this really, really, really cool Southern accent.
Oh, my weakness too.
And tan and...
Yeah. And then she has to stick a needle in me.
And the tip.
Yeah. Oh, God. All over. It hurt. It still hurt. But, you know, after the treatments, coming back, the long-lasting benefit, and they say you should get it about once every 18 months, I'm happy. I think it's worth it.
It wasn't that costly. I mean, and if you think about it, FSA paid for it.
Yeah.
So if we would have went through insurance, they might have.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, depending on the diagnosis, right?
Right.
I mean, I think, again, it's one of those things that my philosophy, if I'm going to complain about it and I can fix it, I'm going to stop complaining and fix it.
Right.
I'd never really complained about my size because I've only ever had one woman that didn't claim I was large. But I was at the age to where performance, look, Charlie likes to have sex 3 times a day.
Oh, just Charlie? Just Charlie?
Just Charlie. I mean, it's just Charlie thing. You mix in blowjobs with that and, you know, you're up to 3 or 4 times a day. And when you can't keep up with that, you kind of like...
You can't keep up with the old ladies, what you're trying to say?
Shut up. So, you know, when you can't keep up with that, you want to go fix it. And I had caught myself starting to complain about it. So what did I do? I found a solution.
We actually heard about it on another podcast. I want to go through that.
Yeah, we did.
The guy was having it done on his podcast.
Yeah. I'm not that brave, y'all. Y'all ain't going to hear me do that shit. Just saying. But, you know, true to my word.
Yep.
I went and found a solution. Fixed it. Yep. Fixed the problem.
And now this doesn't sound really bad. I want to get the O shot to see what it does.
I figured you would. So, guys, we're close to an hour here. I think we've said what we've... The general message here. I think the message is, doesn't matter what really you've got going on, you're beautiful.
Yes.
And don't let your own brain make you not act as beautiful as you actually are.
Oh, so true.
And if it really bothers you and you can change it, work to change it. Everyone will appreciate the effort.
If you need someone to talk to, call me. Call me. We'll talk about it. I mean, I have no issues telling you, yeah, maybe you can fix it like this, or baby, you don't need to fix that at all, right?
Right.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, reach out to us. Send me nudes, and I'll be glad to tell you how beautiful I think you are daily. Was that bad attempt at that?
Girls, send them to me first. I like girls, too.
So, you're awful. So, I think that's going to be the cast for tonight, guys. I mean, you know, if you can do something about it, do something. If you can't,
don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Work with what you got.
And if somebody else worries about it, that's their
fuck
problem,
them.
Not you. That, exactly.
It's
no,
their,
don't fuck them. That's it. Don't, yeah, fuck,
don't
them.
Fuck them. It's right. Their loss,
absolutely,
not yours.
Absolutely.
And I found that to be true every time.
Yep. Every time.
Every time. So it's their loss, not yours. So that's the end of Sensual South tonight. Before we go, though, I would like to give a special shout out to our boys at Wholesome Addiction again, because they brought us up on the cast. And one of our favorite hosts over there, Sean.
Yeah. I like them all.
We do. We love them all. But Sean, what he mentioned on one of his recent casts, that his wife was having body image issues.
I've heard you talk about her, Sean. I know it's a girl thing, and that's probably why she's having these issues, dude. you know, she sounds beautiful.
I have no idea what she looks like.
I don't either, but it's the way.
But she can't be ugly.
No.
Like, I'm telling, if she needs somebody to affirm how beautiful she is, I'm here to help you out, brother.
This is Ken Pitchers.
I'm here to help you out in any way I can.
And beef, really, does it matter the size? All right, if you look like Sting, come on.
Oh, my God. This is what I have to deal with, y'all. This is all of it.
Operator, we are not going to leave you out either, honey.
I hear his wife looks like Topinga.
No way.
Yeah.
Ooh, we won't leave her out either.
So, all right, that's the show. We'll leave links to Wholesome Addiction in the show notes because we always
do. Please go listen to them. They're awesome.
It's a blast. It's just fun.
When
talk.
They talk about Ken or Mrs. Ken, that's us.
So yeah, that's us. So they're going to start calling me Mr. Charlie instead of her Mrs. Ken. So there you go. All right, guys, that's it for tonight. Stay tuned for the next episode. I think we're going to do something a little special. I'll keep you guys informed. Talk to you later. Bye.